The Golden Age of Network Radio on Here's to Veterans.
Here's to Veterans from Jimmy Durante with Arthur Treacher, Peggy Lee, Roy Bargy and his orchestra, and yours truly, Howard Petrie.
Here's to Veterans, a salute from this radio station to former servicemen and women, produced by the Veterans Administration. Performances by top stars in the early days of network radio launched Here's to Veterans on its long public service career. Commenting on this special series of those vintage shows, John Hickman.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Here's to Veterans. As I'm sure most of you know, the golden age of radio had many talented comedians. Fred Allen, Jack Benny, Bob Hope, well, the list goes on and on. But riding the crest of hilarity was one James Durante, better known as the Schnoz. We'll be dusting off a transcription of one of his programs after this message from the VA.
Veterans, there are some valuable rights you've earned by your military service that you may not know about. First, if you discover an error in your military record, you have the right to have it corrected. Check your record thoroughly and examine dates closely. All of that information could affect your GI benefits. There's a 3-year deadline on making those corrections, so don't delay. Next, if you got a discharge under other than honorable conditions, and you feel there are facts that can change that, you may appeal. You have 15 years after your discharge to use this right. However, you should appeal immediately because with that kind of discharge, the law may not allow the VA to give veterans benefits to you or to your dependents. VA assistance centers will help you get started on that appeal. I'll be back shortly to tell you about another right of appeal. But first, here again, John Hickman.
Jimmy Durante was born in Brooklyn, New York in 1893, and he began his show business career playing the piano at Coney Island. He went up the usual show business ropes, and with his friends Eddie Jackson and Lou Clayton, Durante got his first taste of fame. His first radio appearance was in the early 1930s, and soon after he began his own radio program. So let's join Jimmy and his guests, Peggy Lee and Arthur Treacher, in this 1947 Here's to Veterans broadcast.
You've got to start off each day with a song. Now even when things go wrong, you feel better, you even look better. Yes, folks, this is the Jimmy Durante Hour of Charm. With 42 violins, 23 woodwinds, and featuring Morris and his magic kazoo. Don't laugh, folks, we couldn't afford Evelyn. I never in my lifetime was so delighted. Honest, I'm as happy as a clown. It happened at a musical where I was invited in the wealthiest home in this town. I knew the people were wealthy. When I sat down to dinner, they served nothing but money. What a party. I rubbed elbows with Iturbi. I rubbed elbows with Shostakovich. I rubbed elbows with Rubinstein. I had to rub elbows with them. They wouldn't shake hands with me. Anyway, after we dined and had dinner too, we sashayed into the music room. Immediately, Iturbi sat down and played his latest concerto. Then Shostakovich obliged with his latest etude. And then Rubinstein thrilled the crowd with a Sinatra he composed. After the applause subsided, all eyes turned upon me. And why not? I was sleeping. Ignoring the hostile stares of the Heupflut, I walked to the piano, bowed to the right, bowed to the left, and from my back pocket I took out my music, which was wrapped around the salami sandwich. Then I sat down at the stand for the first time to present my symphony, my melody, and this is how it went. Chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat. Yeah, yeah. Someday the world will recognize this lovely thing. I know the day will come when Frank and Bing will sing. Chitty bee, chitty bee, chitty bee, chitty bee, chitty bee. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why, when I first sat down at the piano, the people cheered. In the middle of my concert, the people howled. And when I finished playing, little old lady jumped up on the piano and bit me. And to add to my humiliation, somebody stole my salami sandwich. But my chagrin was only temporary, because history will be made when I introduce my symphony at the Hollywood Bowl. I can just hear that string section. The brass section. The woodwind. Wait a minute, wait a minute. Another outburst like that and your drums go back to Sears and Roebuck. Folks, visualize a symphony orchestra behind me. An audience of 90,000 in front of me. A spotlight hitting me and Durante singing. Chitty be, chitty be, chitty be, chitty be, chitty be. This song will sell a million copies, maybe two. It's gonna be another ink-a-dink-a-doo. Chitty be, chitty be, chitty be, chitty be, chitty be.
We'll rejoin the Jimmy Durante Show after this message from the VA.
I was telling you earlier how veterans can get their records corrected and how the nature of a military discharge can be appealed. Veterans can also appeal VA decisions about the benefits they have coming, and here's the way that works. If the VA makes a decision on your benefits that you disagree with, you have the right to present your case for review to the Board of Veterans Appeals. Now, that board is separate from any other department in the VA. You can represent yourself, or you may have a service organization represent you. All sides of the case are heard in a friendly and informal atmosphere. All members of the board are appointed by the president. They are lawyers, doctors, and other experts. You can be sure you'll get a fair hearing. Remember, records and decisions can be changed. For more information, contact your nearest Veterans Administration office or service organization representative.
Now let's go out to Jimmy Durante's house, where we find Arthur Treacher adding to the schnauzer's quiet confusion by deciding to move in with him, lock, stock, and barrel.
I think this is an ideal arrangement, me living in your house. You sleep in the bedroom downstairs, and I in the bedroom above.
Yes, but since this is my house, Treacher, there's a little favor I'd like to ask. Please stop hanging your long underwear out the window. I like sunshine, too, you know. And now, if you'll excuse me, old Kippa, I should like to step out into the garden and water my petunias. There's nothing like petunias. Without petunias, life wouldn't be worth living. Wait a minute. What happened to my garden?
Oh, I had it replanted. We ripped out the petunias and substituted rhododendrons with a border of nasturtiums and gladiolas flanked with creeping wisteria.
But I don't like rhododendrons with a border of nasturtiums and gladiolas flanked with creeping Worcestershire. All I want is petunias.
Petunias, how provincial. Now look at that lovely delphinium patch trimmed with hibiscus and hyacinths with trailing arbutus. And those lovely snapdragons with early bloomers.
But I'm not happy with delphiniums trimmed with hibiscus and hyacinths trailing albumium. And I don't like snapdragons in anybody's blooming. Preacher, I don't mind telling you I'm not happy with all these changes you're making in my household. And furthermore, wait a minute, what happened to my living room furniture?
Well, I put it on the front lawn for an airing, and the Salvation Army took it away. But don't worry, I've had the whole place redecorated with Chippendale chairs, Sheraton consoles, and touches of Louis XIV.
But I don't like Chippendale chairs, Sheraton camisoles, and touches of Louis Casserole.
But Jimmy, you've got to have Chippendale chairs, Sheraton consoles, and touches of Louis XIV. It's very she-she.
I don't want a room that's she-she. I happen to be a hee-hee. I'm surrounded by assassins. Haven't I got a friend in the joint?
Of course you have, Jimmy. I'm here.
Ah, bless your heart, Peggy. Am I glad to see you?
And am I glad to see you too, Jimmy. There's just one favor I want to ask you.
What's that, Peggy?
Could I have a lock of your hair?
Oh, that's touching. A lock of my hair? Do you want it for your locket?
No, but it would make a lovely raccoon tail for my brother's motorcycle.
A compliment well deserved. And confidentially, Peggy, I've written a song about you, but I can't think of a title. I've tried Peg of My Eye, Peg of my ear, peg of my neck, peg of my... Wait a minute. I got it. I got the title.
What are you going to call it?
I'm Just Wild About Harry.
Oh, that's very cute, Jimmy. But I've got a song I think you'll like better. How would you like All of Me?
Peggy, a comment at this point is superfluous. Sing, Peggy, sing.
All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see? I'm no good without you. Take my arms. I want to lose them. Take my lips. I'll never use.
Greatest entertainers, Jimmy Durante, in a program originally broadcast for the VA in 1947. This is John Hickman, and I hope you'll be with me again soon when we delve into our priceless library of sound and bring you more of those great Here's to Veterans shows of the 1940s. Until then, so long and thanks for listening.
You've got to start off each day with a song.
A return to the golden age of network radio on Here's to Veterans, produced by the Veterans Administration. This radio station has contributed broadcast time to this program in the public interest and joins me in saying, Here's to Veterans.
Well, tell me how I stand. Now, isn't it better to go through life with a smile and a song than walking around with a face 11 miles long? Now you know that, so you can't go wrong. If you start off each day with a song, you've got to start off each day with a song.
Oh, sing it, Jimmy boy.
Even when things go wrong,
sing it for the hoi polloi.
You feel better, you even look better. Ah, that music, it does something to me. I wish I knew what it was. Last night I was telling Umbriago about my latest concerto called Tony's Pushcart. He said, Tony's Pushcart, how does it go? I said, it doesn't go, you have to push it. I got a million of them. Now you know that, so you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
You start off each day with a song.